The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Huntington Bank Studios, located at Nick's Place, it's John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
Now here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
This is the last one for about 10 days. Awesome. Rocky Ridge, for those of you that are late, get your ass over here, because it is time for the Christmas party. We got all kinds of games that are going to be played. We've got all kinds of giveaways. Everybody here
is getting more. One.
Oh, there it is. Now you're on.
Now I'm on.
Hey, welcome. It's the best show of the year, because John's going to, everything he just said the last 47 seconds, let's just redo that.
Oh.
Because your mic's on now.
Hey, let's go.
This is the
Welcome
best show.
To Nick's Place, 2713 Rocky Ridge. I said, get your ass here and get over here. Let's go. Hey, we got all kinds of great giveaways, everything. We got games that we're going to play. We got T-shirts for everybody and a lot more great gifts that we're going to be giving away. And we are here, and as always, we're going to get just stink-faced and just drink. And Coors Lights, where's Todd? Todd's here. Because did you throw everybody Coors Lights?
Very Look, they're nice. All in a chest.
Coors
over
Lights
there.
For everybody here. Big ups to Tyler over here. He brought me this Coors Light. None of you brought me that, although I got golf balls from you. Okay, hey. I expect more gifts every year. Okay,
hold on a second. I want to know this. I don't know what it is with you people that you feel like you have to give him gifts all the time. Last year was a gift. This year, some kid. Brought him a six-pack of Coors Light, kid, a 10-year-old.
Right, like, Andy.
He was bringing him a crown. Here you are, sir, and brought him a six-pack.
Yeah.
Now you get an entire case of golf balls.
Right.
You get a Coors Light
a
sweater.
Yeah.
Like, what is this with the
Well, because that just shows I'm a man of the people, aren't I? Thank you. That's what
He's
I am.
He's just going to take it back to his jet and fly back to L.A., and get to Nobu tonight. That's all he's going to do.
That's not so nice.
He's going to hit golf balls outside of Nobu.
Not only that, I'm flying Southwest, and I got a connection in Vegas. That's how poor I am, okay? I got an actual connection, not a direct flight. But that is going to happen. It is great to see everybody here. Once again, we appreciate you. If you're in the neighborhood, even if you're not, get over here to Nick's Place, 2713 Rocky Ridge. We're going to eat and drink all morning, and then you're not doing your show, right? It's going to be Joe and Jeremy. They're going to be doing their show right after us, right here at Nick's Place. So we'll be here all day.
Dell just gets a drink. He doesn't have to be on the air, so he can just sit.
I know you can drink now all day, Dell. Look at you. I mean, and maybe if you were drunk, you'd get my mic on. That'd be great.
Less likely.
Yeah, less likely. No, I don't know. I'd like to see Dell drunk. You know what? See how he functions. That would be great.
Have you ever been drunk, Dale?
He's never had a beer.
Yes, he has.
No.
Well, you had wine coolers then, probably.
You never had a wine cooler?
You had booze.
What am I, a 15-year-old girl?
Yeah,
no,
that
I didn't
was
have any
the
wine
intimation.
Coolers. No.
Hey, that's
that
all Yanni used to drink.
I said wine coolers on purpose. What about Boone's Farmers?
Disrespectful. Nothing. Nothing, Strawberry
ever.
Hill.
Nothing.
You've never even tried it.
Mad Dog.
That's racist.
Mad Dog 25.
No, it's not.
Oh,
no, it's not.
I know. No. Nothing. Nothing at all.
Nothing. Ever.
Ever. I don't know. How many times do I have to say it?
Sex on the Beach.
I said
ever.
It. Nothing. Nothing.
Buttery nipple shots.
Name a thing. It's not going to be a thing.
All right.
Nothing.
You've never tried it.
Nothing.
Fentanyl.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, fentanyl, yeah. Yeah, I've done that, what? Lance.
What do you say we hold Dell down and pour liquor down his throat?
Who are you, Micah Parsons? You got to hold people down and make them do stuff?
Yeah, not Micah Parsons.
Yeah, he's the Micah Parsons
hey,
radio.
How about them Texans?
Oh, man.
Man, was that garbage. Thank God we don't have to play the Raiders in the postseason.
I know.
Thank God.
Hard to kill.
My God, that offense is it was atrocious. How are you not up and down the field? Yeah. Honestly, I really believe that this is one of the best teams in the AFC. How many of you think the Texans are one of the best teams in the AFC?
Yeah, it's not a,
about three.
A smattering at best.
About three.
Look at him.
But how do you – how do you –
Oh, my God, that cowboy is here.
How do you watch yesterday's game and say that, though? That's the problem.
Well, it did affect my thoughts on this a little bit yesterday, okay? Because if you can't move the ball against that Raiders defense, holy crap. I mean, and they understand that. We got sound from CJ who's saying it's not good enough.
No, it was one of his worst performances.
He was terrible.
He sucked.
He was terrible.
I mean, hey, he's no Marcel Reed, but it wasn't good.
Oh, my God. What a weekend we had. We had the Rockets sucking again.
Well, wait a minute. We had Reed Shepard going off.
Well, one game.
Yeah.
And then yesterday they sucked.
Well, that was different.
And that was Sacramento.
Yeah, that wasn't great.
And wait a minute. They have lost three of their last four in overtime. I know. Against teams they should be beating. You're losing to New Orleans?
Yeah, that wasn't good. This team, the Rockets are just – the Rockets are fine. The Rockets are, to me, a better team than the Texans. But the Rockets right now, they're just in one of those things where I still think they're trying to find themselves. I think they're a different team when they have Tari Eason. But that's just the ebbs and flow of the season, just like with baseball. I think their talent is really good. They just still are figuring some things out. With the Texans, their offense just doesn't really work.
Nope.
Like, we know it. You're 16 games in. You know what it is. It's just not that good. And we can't keep trying to convince ourselves that there's still something there that's really great. We may see it next year. Like, we may see something a lot better next year. But they are who they're telling you who they are for 16 games. Like, it's just you have to win with defense. And yesterday, they gave up, like, I don't know how many 100-yard games Ashton Gentry has. Not many.
No, wait.
Not many.
Since 1940 – no team has gone nine games with less than 75 yards rushing. No team. They got 120 out of Ashton Gentry, and they went nine straight games without 75 yards.
Wow.
Yes. And it hadn't happened since 1940.
Nine straight games without 75 rushing yards.
Right.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it was a weird game.
Yeah.
It was a weird game. I mean, that Raider team is just, you know, the Texans were a 14.5-point favorite. And with just over 5 minutes to go, the Raiders are kicking off, hoping that they can get a stop, a punt, and then go kick a field goal to win the game. Like that, I didn't expect that for yesterday.
No.
Even if you let down,
especially,
I still think you're going to win by 10. You know,
especially on the first series, you got a pick six, which Stingley is just—he's incredible. He is so good, and you know, just another great performance. Well, you don't hear his name after that. They didn't throw his way.
They did. Jack Besh got
Beck got that one. Yeah. That is true. But you ain't going to stop a TCU receiver.
No, you can't. Former LSU.
No. LSU, then TCU. But did you see Quentin Johnston? He's changed his game now, bro. He catches the ball
now.
Yeah,
he's decided he catches
He decided I'm going to catch the ball now.
Yeah.
So
another TCU guy.
I don't know. Not a great weekend for us. Just not a great weekend.
Well, it depends. So my Longhorn wife, her weekend was decent. She celebrated the Aggies' loss, so her weekend was pretty good.
So Dell, tell us about the win. Miami's win.
So, what a game, 10-3. What an amazing performance by both offenses.
Are you trying to make me feel bad?
No, I know you don't feel. I'm just saying, for the viewer, for us, that game was like a bag of diapers, that had been sat out in the Texas heat for 7 hours.
If it was LSU,
and we put our face inside
Alabama from 2011, everyone would have loved
Marcel
it.
Marcell Reed versus
if
Carson
it was
Beck.
2011 LSU Bama, game of the century, 9-6, y'all would have loved it. No, you get a defensive
game.
Game
of the century wasn't even good either.
Okay.
Listen.
You asked me about this game last week, and I said Miami's got the line of scrimmage. I'm not worried. You asked me if I was nervous. No.
Well, Texas A&M wasn't worried about that. Their blockers.
I know, but I going into the game, I was not nervous because I knew Miami, at least at the line of scrimmage, could hold up. The question was who would make mistakes, and you saw Miami could rush four or maybe bring a blitz every now and again and have Marcell Reed throw the football with seven pairs of eyes staring at him, and that's a problem because they could not run the ball. No, Texas A&M could not run the ball. Didn't help them that both of their running backs were hurt throughout the game. I wasn't concerned. I mean, once you saw that the Miami offense was going to be inept passing the ball and our kicker couldn't make kicks in the wind, okay, now you start to look at the game and say, I was going to go. But, no, going in, I thought Miami's lines would kind of control that thing. They had the better offensive line, and it turns out they had the better defensive line too.
So I saw people all the Notre Dame fans are like, Notre Dame would put 50 on these two teams. They bought Notre Dame.
You
beat
had your
both
chance.
Of them.
You lost them.
Notre
yeah,
Dame beat both
Notre
of
Dame,
them.
Notre Dame by the end of the year was better than both those teams, but that's just
but
that's the way
what?
It goes.
I know you can tell when they're whooping up on Stanford. I mean, such a great team.
Well, so you know,
great beating Syracuse with a walk on lacrosse quarterback.
Here's what's interesting: as the Aggies started to implode late in the year, starting with that first half against South Carolina. You know, they had a good comeback, which was great, and it covered up the first half. But then the loss to Texas where they didn't look very good. Miami was terrible. You managed 3 points, missed field goal, all that. You know, then it starts the introspection, the microscope came out, and I saw, well, wait a minute. Aggies only had 7 points in one half against South Carolina, 7 points in one half against – no, I'm sorry, 3 points in one half against South Carolina, 7 against Auburn, and 7 against Mississippi State. And these three teams – all only had one win in the conference at all. Like, and people started to kind of dig in, and the thought was, well, maybe the Aggies weren't who we thought they were. And you know, I hate to say a product of the schedule, because you can only play who's in front of you. And the Aggies deserve to be in the playoffs, make no mistake. But yeah, were they overrated? Yeah, I mean, they have great receivers. They have good running backs. Moss got hurt again, but the quarterback just. You know, the quarterback's just not good enough. I mean, Marcell Reed was missing easy throws again. Some of that may be rust a little bit, but he was horrible in the first half against South Carolina, bad against the Longhorns. This was a long run of bad football for Marcell Reed. So, I don't know. I think that, you know, that's not, the story is not going to be A&M losing to Miami in a cage match. It's going to be, why the hell do we have these G5 teams in the playoffs? That's what it's going to be. And I know the James Madison game looked closer, but if you didn't watch, Oregon put their second stringers in. That's the only reason that thing got close. Tulane got the brakes beaten off of them by Ole Miss. You know, there really is going to be a discussion about we've got to limit the G5 in these playoffs because these are literally wastes of time. These games are absolute waste of time. You're always going to have a G5 team in the playoffs or you'll get sued. But next time, if an ACC team doesn't qualify, they're going to tighten up the qualification standards is what they're going
to do. You have to change that rule that you have to have 5 conference champs. You just have to change that rule. That's all. That's the only thing.
Or,
that's what screwed it up.
No, you can, but they better be in the top, like, 15. They can't.
Again, there's no reason that you have to have 5 conference champs.
Well, if that fifth team.
Because ACC did get a team in, even though they didn't have a team.
Actually, the G5 getting one is actually going to take care of if there's a top 15 G5 team. That's going to account for that. A second one, it's highly unlikely 2 G5 teams are in the top 15. So if you tighten up the standards where we're not just talking the top 25 or whatever,
15.
You got to be top 15. That at least tightens it up to the team has, because it would have eliminated both those teams.
Yeah.
Now, neither one of those teams would have been in.
Yep. We are live at Nick's Place, 27-13, Rocky Ridge and Westheimer. And it is on. It is on this morning. I hope Todd's giving out Coors Lights. Nick's got a more chilled this year because we had We ran out last year. That's how good it was. What are you drinking a Coors Light? Well, that makes up for that cowboy jacket.
Wait, he won our fantasy league.
He did?
Yes.
You get a Coors Light for it. Congratulations. Congratulations, you won our fantasy.
You get two.
I forgot to look at it this year.
Yeah.
Did you? How many guys I didn't play that were on byes that played on my team?
You weren't going to beat him anyway.
Yes, I was.
You trash talked him the whole time, and now you lose, and you're making excuses.
No. I was out most of the season. So that was the problem I had.
That's
this
on
year.
You.
Way to go. We appreciate y'all showing up at 7 in the morning at Nick's Place once again. It is awesome, awesome, awesome. Thanks for coming. We appreciate it. We got a lot to do this morning, including, what are we doing? Is this flipping cup thing?
Flip cup.
Fifth to where?
Oh, Cajun food.
To the.
Yeah.
The best stop. $50 to the best stop. Who wants to play flipping cups? Who's the defending champ? You are. All right. Defending champ.
Oh, yeah.
Now let's see.
He looks like a defending champ.
Did you play last year, Tyler?
Looks like a defending champ.
Who played last year? And the other guy sucked. Oh, no.
Oh, he's playing now.
You're playing now. Here we go. Here we go. All right. We will take a break.
Yeah.
While y'all, we're getting ready to play Flip Cup because it's really not great to listen to on the radio if you want to know the truth. So we are going to take a break and talk a little Republic Boot Company. How about we were there the other day?
Yeah.
And how good was that?
It was great.
I mean, it is unbelievable how good it is. If you're looking for the best way, listen, you still got a few days left to go get a gift card or boots or hat or something for that special someone. You can get the hat now, or you can wait and let them pick their own hat, whatever the case may be. But if you're looking for something that they're going to love this holiday season, it's Republic Boot Company.
Bigger and better than ever.
Yep.
Everything that you want. They've got a hat. They got a hat section on the other side. They've got a women's specific section. They've got everything from boots to jackets to hats to belts to carrying cases made of leather. They can stitch anything that you have. They've got a stitching machine. They can put stitching in it. I mean, just tremendous gift and accessories. But also a great place to go and just shop and just check out if you're in the Heights. If you're in the Heights and you're going to do a day in the Heights, make sure you stop by our friends over at Republic Boot Company, because I think you're going to absolutely love what you find there. Bigger and better than ever, it's republicbootcompany.com.
This is John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 97.9 HD2.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Huntington Bank Studios located at Nick's Place. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back to Nick's Place, 2713 Rocky Ridge. Rocky Ridge and Westheimer, we want you all come on out. We had, talk about the intensity of the cup flip.
Whoa.
It was incredible. It was so boring. It was
It was a good match.
It was a great match.
It was well matched. Came it was a good match.
And the champ retains the belt.
Yeah.
How about close. That?
He Congrats. Did a double check.
That's right. And he got, now you're going to get Boudin for best up. That's
oh,
the best
man.
Boudin here.
They got
All
great
right?
Cajun
Congrats.
Food.
Congratulations.
Great Cajun food over
You're
there.
You going to take it to East River 9. I love that.
Oh.
You're going to take Boudin out to East River 9. Now we got a donut eating contest.
Holy crap.
Wait a minute. You're going to eat chocolate and wait.
Oh, yeah. No, you don't just get plain.
Holy crap.
You don't just get plain.
Wow.
You get the diabetes.
Wait, you got to eat all dozen?
You get diabetes size.
Oh, my God.
As many as you can eat.
Oh, you get 90 seconds. All right, 90 seconds. As many donuts
All
as
right.
you can eat.
Let's go, champ.
Who's going to go? Let's go.
Come on.
Cowboy, champ, let's go.
Let's get up there.
We got one.
Boo.
Who wants to have a donut eating contest? Who's hungry? Just wants to eat some donuts. Let's go.
Well,
that's all. Right here.
We need one more. Skyler, are you in? Donut eating contest. Oh, okay.
No, you did last year. You won, didn't you? Yeah. He's a champ. He's a champ.
You won?
Yeah. Remember?
Oh, Agricole, I'm taking that. $50. I went to an Agricole restaurant just this weekend, as a matter of fact.
What is it? What is it to?
Oh, I went to 8 Row Flint this week.
$50 to where?
Agricole. It's
Agricole.
So Easy Liquor Lounge and 8 Row Flint, which 8 Row Flint has great drinks, great food. I watched the Oklahoma-Alabama game there.
You
so,
did?
Yeah, cool bar. Yeah, it really is? In the Heights.
Nice.
Well, they got two locations, the Heights and I think off of Montrose as well. So, yeah, $50 gift card on the line for the winner. $50 gift card on the line from Agricole restaurants and bars. We need one more.
Garrett, come on. You're the champ. You gotta eat. Let's go.
We got a Cowboy fan.
Garrett, let's go.
Yeah, there we go.
Let's go. You're the champ.
I know it gets harder to get people to be gluttonous now.
Jason, you want in? No? Who wants in? 90 seconds. As many donuts as you can possibly eat.
All right, we got it.
This is a great, great radio show for people in their
this
car.
This really isn't for you
it's
in
the
your
best.
Car.
For anyone who listens to this show consistently, remember when I told you in the last couple weeks that this was going to become this?
Right.
We're already here.
Hey, Cowboy, whatever your face is. What's your name again?
Cowboy Andy.
Hey, Cowboy Andy. Hey, Garrett, what's your name? Cody? All right, Cody, you ready?
I think so wait a minute. They're asking each other if they're Aggies. I feel like they're going to collude against this guy.
Are you an Aggie, too?
Nope.
All right. Uh-oh.
Oh, maybe you could eat more than three donuts. Maybe more points than the Aggies could score. Let's go.
Eat more donuts and points.
Than points.
If you eat more donuts and points, an Aggie gets a free gift certificate or a haircut.
All right. Cowboy Andy, he's dubbed himself. Okay? It's just awful. All right, let's go. On your marks. 90
now,
seconds.
Let me tell you, there's three boxes right now. And we've got glazed on all of them.
Yeah.
And there's chocolate, and this guy.
Sprinkles.
And Garrett's got
Garrett,
Christmas
why'd
colors.
You get that one? That's a terrible one.
Here we
Ready?
Go.
No.
All right, over under on. Now, how long are we doing this,
90
Courtney?
90 seconds.
90 seconds. Over-unders on finished donuts, I'm going 5.5.
Oh, I'm going under.
You're going under 5.5?
Under.
All right, under 5.
Mark.
Okay, the number's gone to 5. It's a flat
Mark.
5 now.
Set, go. Oh, look at the champ. Takes a
in one bite.
Oh, my gosh.
Cowboy Andy's got Uh-oh. One through.
I think we're
going to
need a bucket.
Cowboy
here.
Andy's serious about it. It's competitive.
He's got three burst. In his hand at once.
He's multi-donating.
Hold mean, on.
Oh, yeah, this is going this under.
I have a feeling.
Look at Garrett.
Do you got a puke bucket?
Hey, you better start drinking that Coors Light. Remember what? Hey, dunk it in there just like Joey Chestnut does. Drop the donut in the Coors Light. Pour the Coors Light on the donut.
1 minute.
Look at Cowboy Andy. He's got two down. Well, one You're and a half got, down.
I'm telling you.
They're chasing it with Coors Light.
And look at
Light.
The crappy donuts they got. Not just a regular donut. You got these things with sprinkles.
Oh, look at Andy. He's going with the double masher. That's the play. Guys, two at a time. What are we doing, Garrett?
Hey, Garrett, did you
You're
just
125
come for
pounds.
Start
you got
eating.
This.
Garrett, you're
you
terrible.
You got calories to spend.
There's a puke bucket right here.
The Cowboy's
going to
puke.
All right.
No, the Cowboy's not going to puke. Oh, here's another puke bucket, just in case.
There's another one.
20 seconds.
Ready?
Push through it.
How many you got
Cowboy Andy's going to be It's going to be tough
you
to beat.
You got to swallow. You got to.
Oh, here we go. Here we go.
Well, he stuffed the whole thing in his mouth.
Hold on.
Whoa! Another one. Cowboy Andy.
Just jam stuff in your mouth.
Yeah, you're going to choke like your team.
Stop.
That's
it. Oh, this is a blowout.
Cody, did you just come to eat a couple of donuts?
Wait a minute.
Is that what you came for?
No, but Cody had, he had a line of three. Andy had four, right?
Andy did four.
So Andy's going to be – he hit five.
He hit five. There you go.
I made a
five
good
and
number.
A half under hit.
I made a good number.
Yep.
Well, I mean,
Way
kind of.
Well, look, he's got a mouthful.
I don't know if we count that.
Come on.
But
They're
so,
all still chewing.
Well, he only has two, so
all
he's
right.
not the winner.
$50 gift certificate.
Unfortunately, the Cowboys win.
Yeah.
Hey, you're not going to the playoffs, but at least you got that.
Hey, you want to – You want a napkin? He's
You spit it. No,
he's,
don't
no,
spit it out.
Still in his mouth.
Spit it out.
You swallow.
Don't give him. Don't give him the gift card yet.
I told you, no spitting. You got to swallow.
Reach in his pocket and get it out. It's
just
your single.
Hammering that home.
I've got
a single lady. Reach in his pocket and get out
the
gift
hear
card.
The first time.
Not you, Courtney. You're a mom. Don't do it, mom.
All right.
All right. One for each Super Bowl, he said. Classic cowboy. Talking about things that happened in the 90s.
Yeah. Yep.
Sam wasn't even born when you last won a Super Bowl.
That's the truth.
Hey, everyone.
Still
happened. Sam, our radio station, one of the team moms, Sam, she'll boss some of you around later today. Just wait for it.
She bosses everybody around. Don't worry about it.
Scoot over here for a picture.
All right, 728 ESPN. Now, is this great radio for those of you in your car? Hey, well, that's on you that you're not here. Everybody else is here, right? All the good people.
You know, they are drinking a lot.
Oh, look at
like every table. Are they just putting a Coors Light on your table, or are y'all actually drinking?
Billy, you got a Coors Light yet? Let's go. Let's go.
All right. See, you tell them, Sam. Boss them.
Tell them.
She wants everyone to raise your Coors Light so she can get a picture.
I need everyone with everyone a Coors
Light. Everyone in a picture.
Hey, raise your Coors
everyone
Light.
Everyone who's drinking a Coors Light, raise your picture so she can get
it. Raise it up. Raise it up. Let's go. Yeah. How about
now,
that?
Now you're going to be on an ESPN 97.5.
Oh, my God. What is that? Are we going to have a calzone eating?
It's just scrambled eggs with cheese on it.
Oh, scrambled eggs with cheese.
Yeah.
Somebody's eating healthy over there. Hey, start drinking. What are you doing with eggs?
All right, give me one, Sam.
All right.
Pull me a beer out.
Yeah, I need one. Time to talk about the Golden Nugget.
Thanks, Joe.
How many of you, hey, this holiday season, let's do something that the whole family will love. Let's go to the Golden Nugget, Lake Charles. Nothing says the holidays like gambling, like sitting at the table for about 15 hours. There's nothing like the holiday. I mean, nothing. It's holy. It's the holiest of holy holidays when you're at the craps table for about 15 hours. Let's go. Let's get to the Golden Nugget. Listen, you're going to have family in town. Either you want to get away from them or you want to take them all down there. And you could do it in one day. You don't even have to stay overnight. But if you want to get there for New Year's Eve, make your reservation now. Go to GoldenNuggetLC.com, GoldenNuggetLC.com. It is awesome. To me, one of the best places. I mean, it's so easy to get to as opposed to going all the way to Vegas. That 7-hour trip. By the time you leave your house to get to your hotel room, it's at least 7 hours. 2 hours and 15 minutes down the road, you're at Golden Nugget Lake Charles, and you're having a big time. Beautiful hotel, restaurants, everything you could possibly want, and the DraftKings Sportsbook. GoldenNuggetLC.com, GoldenNuggetLC.com.
This is John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 97.9 HD2.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Huntington Bank Studios located at Nick's Place. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Sorry about that. Our first ever technical difficulty at ESPN 97.5.
They wouldn't even know, though.
They wouldn't.
No, they wouldn't.
They had no idea. They just thought it was a long break. Did you go out during Green Street?
Yeah, Green Street is, like I said, Red Nation rallies are going to be at Green Street every Friday and Saturday. Go, if you're going to the game, stop in a couple hours before. Go party there. They've got themed cocktails. They've got team swag giveaway. They got live DJ. They're going to validate your parking. And, you know, that's half the battle is getting parking down there without being just completely gouged downtown. Well, they're going to, you can park free at Green Street with Tom's validation and walk over with the rest of the crowd and celebrate after the game over at Green Street on 65 screens. So if you can't go to the game, you're not going to the game, go before, watch the game, stay after, you make it a whole night. High energy, all H-Town fans are invited. It's Red Nation Rallies at Tom's Watch Bar, presented by Green Street. For the full schedule of all those Friday and Saturday games, go to tomswatchbar.com/Red Nation Rallies.
And it's it. All right. So here we are. That was exciting, that donut eating contest. But here we go.
Maybe if somebody choked, it would have been a little.
That would have been better.
If a Cowboy fan choked,
oh my God.
You got to do the Heimlich. Right. You got to get from behind them and do some of this action.
You got to give mouth to mouth.
Hey, not a Cowboy fan.
Yep.
Not a Cowboy.
You know
fan.
What the doc said? You're gonna die.
Yeah.
I called the doc. He said you're gonna die.
No, but you could put him on his back and jump on his stomach.
That would be great. That would be good. I'd do that.
Give him a Ric Flair.
Yeah. He's like his team. He's choking on it.
Oh!
Oh, ba-bing. Anyway, here we are.
Mouth on this
okay,
one.
Okay, honestly. Do the Texans win a playoff game? I want to hear it. Yay or nay?
Yeah, yeah. They win a playoff game.
Do they win two playoff games?
Oh, wow. The honesty in this room is appalling.
Right now, they go to New England. They beat New England?
Week one?
Huh?
I mean, New England did just go in and beat Baltimore. Of course, we ragdolled Baltimore.
Yeah, Baltimore.
I mean, it was Cooper Rush, but still.
Baltimore's terrible.
It's not like Lamar Jackson's any good right now.
No, Lamar Jackson keeps getting hurt, too, by the way. So you think you will beat Baltimore? We can't beat. Who can we beat? Denver?
No, we got a better chance of beating Denver than we do of beating New England.
You think?
Yeah, I mean Denver needed a miracle against us anyway.
Who was it asked about the Jaguars? Was it you, Tyler?
Oh yeah,
Tyler, come up and ask Lance's question. Oh, you did?
So his question was, are we going to start taking the Jaguars seriously or something like that? I said yesterday on Twitter, I'm going to put some respect, just like Birdman in 2016, I'm putting respect on their name from now on, because they went in there and beat Denver by 14 in Denver, and they weren't really being stopped. Trevor Lawrence had three touchdowns. They were leading that thing. I guess they were down at one point. And then they came back, took the lead, and then they never relinquished it. I think the Jags are good. I've been the last one to acknowledge that they're pretty good.
Yeah. Trevor's having a good year.
Yeah, I mean, maybe Lee and Cohen fixed them.
You know what? The Jags are going to be a tough out. The Broncos are going to be a tough out. The Patriots. But nobody is insurmountable. What about our offense? You guys have no faith in our offense?
No. What are you talking about?
Put Davis Mills in, he said.
Put Mills in. Listen. I'm telling you, C.J. Stroud is having another year like last year. He's had a couple flare-ups, which has been good, but for the most part, it's been pretty tame stuff.
Hey,
Davis Mills isn't the answer, but I mean, C.J. didn't look like the answer this year. I'm telling you, if Mike McDaniel gets iced in Miami, I'll bet you the Texans make a move to bring him in as offense coordinator. I'll bet you. I like Nick Cayley. He's probably a Cowboys fan too.
Yeah. You like Nick Cayley?
No, you don't.
I've never heard anyone say that.
He's lying.
No. If McDaniel's available, you got to go get him.
Yeah.
You got to go get him.
I mean, I'm not a guy for making a bunch of changes. Like, C.J. Stroud has had so many voices in his head dating back to college, but at some point you just got to get the guy that's the most talented.
I thought the question was going to be whether or not, just like Deshaun, whether or not CJ was going to want to be here. Now my question is, really, do they want him for $60
million? The old flipperoo.
Yeah.
No, for $60 million they don't.
$60 million.
But what are you going to do?
That's what he's going to be.
But this is your worst case scenario, an average quarterback that you have to pay. It's one thing to have a good quarterback that you have to pay. It's going to hurt you. It's going to hurt you cap-wise, but it is what it is. But now to have an average quarterback that you have to pay, oh, man, that's the worst.
Because
you're in purgatory then.
Now, hey, we were gloating about not getting Bryce Young and getting CJ. Are we still gloating about not getting Bryce Young?
I don't want Bryce Young
Young is taking his team to the playoffs.
So is our defense. I was going to say, but.
That is crazy. Hi, Juanita.
Who's got better stats, Bryce Young or C.J. Stroud?
I don't know. That's going to be C.J. Bryce might.
I don't know. I think I haven't really checked up on Bryce's stats lately. He's got 21 touchdowns and 9 interceptions, a quarterback rating of 89.5, and 60 in completion percentage, if that matters, of 65.6. Okay, you pull up C.J. Stroud.
C.J. Stroud.
Pull him up on ESPN.
All right.
Just click the little ESPN link.
He has got.
Right, yeah.
Okay. He has got.
So what are we looking at? Just go to stats. Okay, that's fine.
Stats.
It's like he's talking to his grandpa.
Right now.
No. Stats for CJ.
That's right. Right now, CJ is 23 sacks. He's got a rating of 93.6. He's got 16 and 6. 16 touchdowns, 6 interceptions.
Okay, 21 touchdowns, 9 interceptions.
About the same.
Completion percentage of 60. Bryce Young's yards per attempt, a sweet 6.4.
Yards per attempt for CJ.
It's going to be in the sevens, probably.
It's not. I don't have yards.
Yeah, you do. You have it right there. 7.1.
7.5. 7.1. 7.1.
Yeah, everything across the board, like, I mean, Bryce does have more touchdown passes. Now, CJ missed three games.
Yeah.
So that might account for it. But, yeah, it's pretty much a wash right now. And that's a problem. Because no one's saying Bryce Young is a good quarterback. They're saying he's an average quarterback.
Well, nobody's saying CJ's a good quarterback. Who's saying that?
David Mulligetta, his agent.
Of course his agent is saying that. But that's about it. I don't hear anybody out there, yeah, CJ, boy, he's lighting it up. He did improve for a while, and then he said, what was yesterday?
Do we have CJ sound about how the offense has to play better?
AJ, you got CJ sound. Play some CJ sound.
Here's CJ Stroud talking about the offense.
I'll try not to think like that, you know, and I think, you know, if you ask our guys that we're kind of tired of, you know, people, you know, downplaying us, but rightfully so. Like, we haven't put it on tape every game. And I think, you know, we're getting better offensively, and you know, I'm confident as ever in my guys. And it's not always going to be clean, not always going to be easy, but, you know, we're going to continue to fight for each other, continue, you know, push the envelope. But, yeah, I mean, our defense is amazing. You know, they're great. Our special teams is great. You know, and I want one day for us, you know, to say our offense is great as well. So, I think, you know, it's all about the team, all about winning. So,
it's all about team, all about winning. The offense has to be better. At least,
blah, blah, blah,
you know
blah.
What I do like about CJ? He acknowledges when they're not good.
Yeah.
He acknowledges when he's not playing good. It's not a bunch of excuses. CJ acknowledges. You know, I give him credit for that. It doesn't change the way he's playing.
Yeah,
right
but when he plays well, I'm one of the best quarterbacks in the league. And, we're going to silence all the haters. You know, they're going to hate again. And hate. That's all we get is hate. You know, he's contrite right now. But when they play well, then it's like, oh, see, I'm one of the best. I mean, and he's not. He's simply not this year. And it hasn't been the last couple of years.
Yeah, he's got to stop saying that.
Yeah.
Well, and his teammates have to stop saying that.
Yeah.
They CJ is one of the good quarterbacks in the league when he's playing well.
CJ is one of the quarterbacks in the league.
CJ is one of the quarterbacks who can win games in the league.
Yeah.
CJ is one of
the quarterbacks who won this week.
Yeah, because it ain't. I mean, he has had some games, but it's not been sustained at all. And this is not what we expected after his rookie season. Like, it could be way worse. I'm not saying, you know, yeah. CJ's okay. But to win a Super Bowl, you got to be better than okay typically. Now, obviously, that's not the case in 2000. That's not the case in what year did Brad Johnson win it?
2002.
Although Brad played okay.
2002.
Brad Johnson played okay.
Yeah.
But that's been 23 years since. Now, Eli Manning was a really average quarterback, but he played well in the postseason.
Yeah.
You know, and he was, you know, he had big plays in a Super Bowl.
Yep.
Like, he was one of the reasons they won.
The first Super Bowl, he was going to get benched right before the playoffs, and they just kept him. They stayed with him. All right, we got a bunch of boxing gloves in here. Are we fighting?
There are people about to fight, yeah.
Huh? The winner of this gets this?
Gets
a pick one. Oh, we got boxing gloves. I think we should have a boxing match, don't you?
I mean, we would have back in about 2011.
Yeah, we got gloves. Let's go.
We would have done it outside.
Carson Wentz wants in. Come on. Let's go. All right, so what are we doing? Ripping up newspapers?
Trash can basketball.
$25 gift card to Nico Nikos. And an autographed item in the basket. Whoever wins. We don't know who what is.
You'll have to try to read the autograph. That's the fun part.
It says Raheel.
It's not Raheel.
Yes, you get a Raheel autograph glove. Okay.
Doesn't say Raheel. You can't read them, though, can you?
There's an Owen Daniels one in there. So who wants to play trash can basketball? Come on up. Here we go. Here.
Oh. Are we going to a break now, or are we just going to?
We should, but you guys don't care.
Let's swing it to a break, right? AJ, or we probably have to do a live spot.
You want to get in? Oh, got a tall guy wants to play basketball.
Yeah, well, okay. This is going to help him.
We got to look at him.
But height doesn't help.
You just told that guy no? Okay. I think our team would be better with him.
Wait, our intern
gets
to play?
Basketball? Well, you think it matters?
Our intern gets to play.
Let's go. Let's go, buddy. Come on.
His name's Sean.
Well, Sean also just graduated, or he's graduating soon.
Yeah, he is.
Is he still an intern?
No, he had his last day on Friday.
Oh, he did?
Yeah. So he's technically eligible for this contest.
All right. Let's go. You better step up if you.
So what you have is you have magazines.
How many we got? Two, three.
They rip out a page. They tear it out and they try to make it into the basket.
And they try to make baskets.
And then they put the lotion in the basket.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, not yet, Sean.
1 minute. We all take a break while they're going. Or you want to do it while?
Oh, hold on, Sean.
All right. Here we go, Sean. You ready? Let's go. On mark, set, go. 1 minute. Ooh.
Sean's got one already.
This is. Really
no.
terrible.
What? No. What? Okay.
Oh my God.
I don't know if
Sean's
you want to do
two
that.
For two.
Sean's two.
Two for two for Sean.
Sean got two. Intern yeah. two. You got nothing. You suck at this. We should have had the big guy.
You have to flip your wrist like a basketball shot.
Wow.
It's more like
this
a dart
bad.
Throw.
Oh, we got one back here too.
Oh,
Sean's
three.
Still at two.
How many's he got? Three. Four?
Wait, we got a third going.
He's got three.
It's
how many?
Three
you got,
to two to zero. Sean's still at two.
Hey,
the loser gets fire ants.
Hey.
Oh.
Hey, you're a white point guard. You're supposed to make buckets.
Nah, he's a pass-first guard.
Yeah. Yes,
that's,
he is.
That's the first one.
Who's that kid out of Purdue?
Sean's at three.
Three here.
This guy's got how many?
Four.
Four.
Sean's at four.
He's four.
10 seconds. Let's go.
Wow.
Sean, come
bricks.
On. You got to catch up.
Sean's at four.
Five.
Still.
Sean's got four. You're throwing two at a time. I don't think
Sean's five.
Five.
Sean's, five.
Sean's almost... Dunkle.
Hey,
stop.
Rules
it's a tie. It's a tie.
It's a tie at five.
Hold on. Hold on.
All right. Arm wrestle
hold
for
on.
It.
No,
oh,
no. No.
A shootout. Sudden death.
You're out for sure.
You're terrible.
All right. First to two. First to two.
Two.
So hey. Hold on. Hold on. No, no, no. You can't tear out your page yet. You can't tear out your page.
Ready, mark, set.
Okay. Well, okay. You've already got one.
Go.
Out. Hold on. No, 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 no. Wait. Sean, tear out your page. Ball it up. Get set to go. We're about to be first to two. He's got a page already torn out.
White point guard that can't shoot.
Okay.
You're terrible.
You
got to
make two. You got to make. Yeah, you got to make two. It's too
two.
Easy.
First to two.
On your mark. Sean, let's get ready. On your mark. This isn't going to be a big thing.
Mark, set, go.
What? He's over. He's overshooting now. Maybe back up.
Oh, stay back. Stay back.
He got too close. He got too close and missed.
Sean was basically
trying to hand it in.
He was basically reaching and dropping it in.
He got too close.
His first instinct was dunk.
This is his. I know. His
you got to work on your three.
His first shot was like this.
Congratulations.
He's competitive.
All right. You got to talk Zadik.
Look at our boy here. Just made it out. A movie star is here.
How you doing?
Oh, look who's here.
Tell me when Zadik's up.
Like now.
You good?
Our movie star.
Do Zadik now.
Can they hear me?
Talk Zadik.
Oh, let me tell you about Zadik. Listen, right now it's January. It's December 22nd. You got 3 days to Christmas. Today would be a really good day to stop in at 1801 Post Oak Boulevard and get that perfect gift because they have experts there ready to take care of you with luxury watches, diamond bracelets, diamond earrings, pendants, hoops, whatever you're looking for, which if you want a perfect gift for her, something that she's going to absolutely love, then Zadik Jewelers is can't miss. It's been can't miss for over almost five decades. Seventh generation family, the Zadik family, working for you. And it's a family event. When you go in, you're probably going to speak to somebody who is a Zadik or married to a Zadik because that's how they keep it, and that's how you know they're taking care of making sure the name means something by having the quality of product and the quality of service that you deserve whenever you are getting that perfect gift. It's 1801 Post Oak Boulevard at Zadik Jewelers.
This is John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 97.9 HD2.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Huntington Bank Studios located at Nick's Place. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Hi, right, welcome. Hey, I want everybody to get an idea how many people are here. Let's hear it. I mean, oh, Wayne and Chase showed up. What up, boys? Yep. A little golf with them last week. That was a great time had by all. Anybody else wants to bring me to golf, you're more than welcome. All right. Anybody else? What about Eric Layden? He wanted to take me to his course, only I never got down there, down in San Diego.
Invitation's open.
That's right.
Come on.
Well, don't worry, okay, because you're talking to America's guest here. So I will be there for free golf. There's no question about it.
No. You're paying guest fee. I just said I'll host you.
Now what?
You know, I've got the beers and the hot dogs.
You got to come up and play Valencia.
I would love to.
Yeah, I would love to.
You went up there. I played it once.
You did?
Yeah. It's fantastic.
It is great. Yeah. It's great. So welcome to Eric Layden, famous actor here.
Famous.
All right.
Very.
Now we've had Jeremy Piven.
Yeah.
And
Eric Layden.
And Eric Layden.
Right.
And who else we had?
That's it. Kevin Sumlin.
Kevin Sumlin,
famous
one
actor,
year.
Kevin
coach?
Sumlin. Yeah,
the A&M coach.
Yeah, somebody showed up one year.
Yeah,
when he was U of H coach,
he showed up.
Okay,
I think Art Briles may have showed up one year.
Who did?
I think Art Briles may have.
Did
also.
He?
Yeah, I think.
Yeah, but we can't talk about that.
Yeah,
anymore.
That's right.
But once Eric, once
no.
So
canceled.
You went to the game.
Canceled.
You took your kids to the game.
I did
last night.
I did.
Were Child Protective Services called in at any point for you bringing all of your family to that game against the Raiders?
No, I've been to several Raider games.
Yeah.
Usually up in L.A.
Yeah. Oh.
Okay, that's a different deal.
Yes.
I was blown away with how chill it was down here.
Does it feel
it
dangerous?
It was a family environment in Houston. It was unbelievable.
Was it really?
My wife said, I never thought it would be like this.
Well,
it was
unbelievable. The Raiders game.
Now, we were in a suite, so we were a little protected.
Oh.
But we were walking down amongst the people. And it was chill. It was great.
Look at the star actor.
No.
I was up in the suite.
No, but I will tell you, we went to the Charger game against the Raiders, and my son looked at me, and he was like, is that man drunk? And I was like, that man is what we call wasted. And
Is that man drunk at a Raiders game?
At one point, he put his arm around my son.
No.
But you don't move.
But you didn't have the Raiders. You know, at Chargers game, it's 50-50.
Yeah. Well,
you know, away and home.
Right. Hey, you're away.
Not here.
Well, I'm going on
Not
Saturday.
Here. Oh, are you going to go
Texans
up to Chargers?
Yeah.
It'll be, I mean, I don't know how Texans travel, nor do I know how many Texans fans there are in L.A., but you'll be blown away. It'll be 60-40.
Yeah. No, usually, well, even
SoFi
Rams,
is very
wait a minute.
Cool.
The Rams game against the 49ers, it was almost all red.
So I've been to a 49ers-Rams game. It was 60% 49ers.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's crazy.
L.A. doesn't care about football.
No, they don't.
Not professional football.
No, they don't.
It's about USC.
Yeah. And UCLA.
USC.
No.
Yeah.
USC.
Yeah.
No, just joking.
Real football.
Just joking.
Yeah.
So you're back.
But we went.
You got family here.
I got family here. We're back. We're having a great time. Kids always love to come back.
So you famously, for those who don't know, Eric and I used to do a podcast. It was considered the hottest podcast in the country.
It was. We were on the early side.
We were on the early side.
2017.
And many people believe you were personally responsible for a World Series, for the first World Series in Houston history.
Yeah.
For what you were able to bring with the blindfold and all.
You put a blindfold on and turned around.
In the game.
No, I didn't need to turn around, Sean. Once you put the blindfold on, you can't see.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, did you really see? Did you really not see?
No. I didn't. I sacrificed.
And whenever you say you don't watch the game, good things happen.
Yeah.
So we joked on the podcast that you should bring a blindfold to the game. You're going to the game. So he did. He put it on. And they scored, and like he said it on Twitter, I'm doing it now.
And then Evan Gattis hit a home run, game six against the Yankees.
And then it started to become a big deal where people were.
And the Chronicle was right next to me, so they wrote a
piece. Put the damn blindfold on, Eric. People on Twitter like, put your effing blindfold on.
We got it done.
The Chronicle, Matt Young wrote an entire piece on Eric and
really?
The blindfold.
Yeah.
So they approached me on doing a 30 for 30. About the blindfold.
The blindfold.
And they're trying to kind of balance whether it was the trash cans or the blindfold.
Or buzzers.
Right.
Or buzzers.
Yeah.
Or buzzers.
And so they believe that the
blindfold
played a bigger part.
That took it over the top.
Exactly.
Okay, so you and I haven't talked about this, and you will co-host on the show from time to time. When John's out or when I'm out, you've been on and you've done stuff. You're a huge Astros fan, huge sports fan. I'm of the opinion that the Astros, as we know them, are – that version is dead, and it's in reset mode of some sort, and it's kind of – we're not really sure how it's going to play out. I mean, there's pieces there, but are you of the same mind, or do you feel like, no, they just need to –
a couple of little moves, and they're back in it.
I mean, I remember hosting with John when I played taps on the air for the Astros. Right.
How'd that work out for you?
Well, then they came back.
They did.
You had to bring the Coors Light.
Again.
You did it again.
The energy is palpable, you know, and that's what people don't understand. I will say, I think the Astros, as we know it, is a wrap, as we say in the movies. It's a wrap.
No way. Is Kansas City done?
Is this the wrap party?
Yeah. Are the Chiefs done?
Yeah, the Chiefs are done.
I don't think the Chiefs are done either.
Yeah.
We got Altuve and Mahomes. We ain't done.
I think so.
We haven't even mentioned Mike Burrow's picking him up.
Oh,
dude.
So John's just making our point.
No.
Exactly.
Wait till you see Mike Burrow.
Right.
Mike Burrow's pitch against the Astros last year, he was awesome. Listen, wait till you see Mike Burrow.
Wasn't that hard last year.
Right.
Wasn't that hard last year.
No, everybody was awesome against the Astros last year.
Who's playing second base? I hate losing Dubon.
Altuve's playing second.
Okay, good.
Oh, yeah.
No, that'll work out.
And the question is whether or not they're going to keep Paredes or Christian Walker, because the thought is maybe one of those guys will be first base and they move the other. But we know that Walker's not really going to be that easy to move.
I mean, we struggle with first basemen worse than any organization ever.
Boy, this has been –
Ever since Yuli
led the league in hitting,
and
ever since then, the next year where he couldn't hit anymore, it has just completely gone south at first base.
No, but I just heard John bitching about Stroud, right?
You like can on the hear last that on the radio?
When I came
you
in,
heard?
Right?
Okay.
No,
were
when I
listening?
Came in, yeah. And so here's my alternative question to you, though: would you rather be Cincinnati and have Burrow, but stink?
Huh?
You'd rather have Joe Burrow.
Well,
but
then
suck.
He doesn't or would you rather line. Have? He doesn't have an offensive line.
What
or
I'm
defense.
Saying is, we're winning games. Yeah, we're going to the playoffs. You've got a serviceable guy
rather,
right now.
Wait a minute.
I'm not saying paid yet.
Would you rather have Joe Burrow or C.J. Stroud?
No, that's not what he's saying.
That's not my question.
Oh.
You're complaining about the Texans and C.J. Stroud.
Oh yeah.
Would you rather be Cincinnati and have
a
Hall of Fame?
Cincinnati.
Because you're complaining about the quarterback.
Well, the quarterback's play sucks right now.
I understand
you
that.
You got to play better.
I
want to win a title.
I think this team, okay, you've got a serviceable quarterback.
Well, no, we got to play.
But serviceable.
I'm not
quarterback.
Saying pay him. I'm not saying pay him.
AJ,
that's a different deal.
AJ texted me a different AJ. He was there. He said everybody was saying put Mills in.
Well, they
that's
did.
How bad
well, he
was
awful. He was missing checkdowns. He didn't check out of plays. They had 11 in the box.
He was awful.
I mean, and they're not checking
you'd
down.
Still
he's
rather,
awful.
You'd it's a weird question.
And he can't process.
You'd still rather be in a situation, obviously.
You'd
rather
be in this situation.
Without question, because the Bengals haven't proven they can build two sides of the front. Like
that's
the Bengals
right.
are a long way away, theoretically, but they're really not. Because we've seen the Bengals in the playoffs.
Right.
You know, the problem is, if you have a ceiling that's this tall, this high for like Stroud has a ceiling, that's the problem. Because it appears like he's got a glass ceiling he can't break through.
I understand.
All right, we got to break it. Okay, so what? This looks great. Okay, what we're doing is we're giving everybody alcohol, and then we're going to put a blowtorch in their hand.
Oh, I love this.
And see what happens.
That's not what they're doing. They're lighting candles. You have to blow it out.
Well, look it.
You get one breath to blow. It's called Blowhard, the game that's sweeping the nation.
Blowhard.
Dell deserves an Emmy for this show.
All right, we already did that a little while ago.
He really does.
All right, while they're lighting it and while we're going to get a contestant, who's got the best, who's the biggest blowhard here? So we need two contestants. We'll get that done. In the meantime, I'm talking about Texas Card House. I was with guys yesterday that play at Texas Card House. It is unbelievable what they're doing right now. This holiday has been fantastic with $100,000 guarantees. It is incredible. It just doesn't get any better. I passed it on the way here. They were playing this morning. They're always playing. It's always open, except Christmas. They're going to close on Christmas for the first time. The only day of the year that they close is going to be Christmas Day. But otherwise, we got tournaments starting at $25, $40, 2 o'clock, 6 o'clock. It is incredible. Hijack poker, download it, put the money. You can deposit and withdraw the money from Texas Card House locations, which is much better than having to do it with your credit card all the time, which is almost impossible a bunch of times. So you're looking for the best way to play poker. To me, there's only one place to go. There's two places to go. Green Ridge and Westheimer and on 45 Spring Cypress. If you're looking for the best way to play poker in the city of Houston, it is one place, Texas Card House, texascardhouse.com.